Come New Year's Eve, a Milwaukee Block Watch captain named Gail says she and her friends and family will celebrate the holiday in the basement of her home. Why the basement? Gail says there are a lot of gunshots in her neighborhood, and bullets have struck the main floor of her house several times.
I'm tired of going in the basement. I tell you one thing, I'm sick and tired of going in the basement on New Year's Eve.
Gail says she's appealed to the police for more help.
I asked for police presence in my neighborhood to cut down on the senselessness. Because I feel if they ride through my neighborhood, the ones who are doing these things will be more cautious and stop at least some kind of peace.
Milwaukee police say they've been very active against guns, assigning more officers to violence-plagued neighborhoods, using technology called ShotSpotter to respond more quickly to gunfire, and taking part in mass arrests of drug dealers linked to gun violence. And then there are the department's efforts to maybe prevent violence by reducing poverty a little bit.
When want is felt most keenly, when we are in an era of abundance, which is what the holidays are about,
Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn paraphrased a line from Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol as he held a news conference this week highlighting police delivering donated food to some low-income families in the city. Asked later about the increase in gun deaths and hundreds of other non-fatal shootings in the city again this year, Flynn broke down the numbers.
What I can report is our robbery-related homicides are down significantly compared to last year, but those homicides that derive from arguments, fights, and retaliation among those people that have significant criminal records is up over 100%. An extraordinary number, and that by itself is driving this homicide total.
But Flynn says another factor is there are more guns on the street than during any time during his 8 years as chief, with weaker gun laws, including, he argues, the state statute allowing concealed carry of guns. Flynn declines comment, for now, on the expectation that President Obama will issue an executive order on guns in the next few weeks. But Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he's glad the president appears ready to act. Barrett says closing loopholes in the background check requirement for gun purchases would help Milwaukee.
Where individuals can go online or can go to gun shows or sell guns out of the back of their trucks without any background check. That's something that's very, very important because those are oftentimes the guns that we fear will end up in the hands of criminals.
Conservatives in Congress are already trying to block any executive action by the president, and Governor Scott Walker and other Republicans in Wisconsin maintain the better approach is to address community mental health issues and tighten national security. But retired Milwaukee County Judge James Gramling argues people not living close to gun violence underestimate the need for stronger action because they underestimate the economic impact for those wounded and other survivors.
For these victims, there are months, maybe years, of anguish, mental, physical. There are medical costs, often not covered by insurance. There are lost earnings.
Gramling says gun control advocates have to work harder to show that everyone pays for gun violence, especially pay in a year such as this when the number of victims in Milwaukee is up. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.